It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, I really was curious, going back to Thursday night's game, what are your thoughts about the concept of the moral victory? Or did you just walk out of that win and out of that game and been like, we could have won that game?
I think it's the latter. I don't ever like moral victories. And I thought we gave ourselves opportunities to win the game. But when we had an opportunity to get it done there in the fourth quarter, we didn't make it happen. And we got to be better than that. And I know Shoddy feels that way. I know Dak feels that way. I know our whole team and staff feel that way. And we just got to be better than that. And we have high expectations for this football team. Obviously, we were playing a really defending Super Bowl champ in the Eagles, and at their place. And, that's a great challenge, but we didn't get the job done.
I was kind of curious, coming out of the rain delay, did you feel like you guys were more effective that, or you got affected more by it?
No, there's no excuses. Both teams had a rain delay. I mean, that's why you continue to play the game. They were coming off a big play. They'd made a big turnover, and obviously a play that hurt us, but hell, you got to go back out and strap it on and get after it. And I don't think there's any advantage gained. And we went to work, and unfortunately, we didn't get the job done.
A bizarre advantage that y'all gained at the beginning of the game was Jalen Carter getting ejected. I know you're involved in so many facets of the NFL. Do you think perhaps he should be suspended for that?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. We have people who make those decisions and have a lot of confidence in the guys who, who get involved in that. I obviously don't have my finger in the middle of whether a player is suspended or not. We've got a great group of guys who know what we expect and when it comes to sportsmanship, when it comes to these type of things. And I know they'll make the right call, and I'll be supportive of it.
Can we all agree, though, that spitting on somebody's just gross?
Yeah, I don't think anybody would defend that. I don't think he did either, the player. And it's an emotional game, and sometimes you do things that you'd like to have back. I'm sure you'd like to have that back, and that's just not something we want in our game. And I think the whole league knows. Every head coach, and every head coach has certainly verbalized it to their team, that sportsmanship's a big part of, improving on sportsmanship's a big part of what we want from our players on the field. And every head coach is responsible for it. And above and beyond all that, ownership's responsible for it all. We expect guys to show sportsmanship. And when they don't, there's going to be flags. And I think we've already seen it. Whether it's taunting, whether it's whatever it may be, we expect our guys to play the game the right way and respect one another.
It sounds like, listening to Shoddy, y'all walked out of the season opener relatively injury free. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, I think it's a very fair way. We got a few guys that when you play a physical game like our players play. It's a physical game, and you're going to have some bumps and bruises. But for the most part, I think we came through the game to where everybody's going to be expected to play in the next game. And that's always a plus, because this is a very physical game that these guys obviously go to work every day and play. And Certainly hats off to them for the way they do their job. But I think we did come through the game well.
Talking about the physicality, you were also just talking about the emotion of the game. Did you appreciate CeeDee Lamb? I know he would love to make those catches, but being very out front about how he needs to be better with the media and then immediately being back at the facility to try to make sure that doesn't happen again.
I expect nothing less from CeeDee. He's a class act. He does everything the right way. He busts his ass every day in practice. And I know one thing, he's going to make a whole lot more plays to win us games than he doesn't. So I have 100% confidence in what he stands for. Doesn't surprise me a bit that he was back on his day off on a jugs machine. He's driven to be great, and that's why we love to have CeeDee on our football team.
Yeah, I think we were kind of saying the same thing, as we for don't sure. expect something like that to happen from him again. Steven, Dak seemed to have, in my opinion, a different energy about him on Thursday, and some of the other guys seemed to have an edge that I thought maybe they lacked last year. Did you notice that kind of edge whenever you were watching these guys, and do you credit a lot of that to Shoddy's coaching style?
100%. There's no doubt. I thought we had an edge. I thought the locker room was in a great place. I thought we did most things the right way. I think this is a great team to want to root for and follow. And, I think it's all in front of this team. And I give Coach Shoddy 100% credit for that. I mean, he's certainly delivering a message that's authentic. The energy's there. It translates through to his staff, to the players. And I think everybody, if you watch that football game, it's hard not to feel it. And I think it's going to continue. And like I said, it's authentic. And I think Dak's the number one ringleader. He's the leader of this football team. And certainly what Shoddy wants to get done translates right through his quarterback. And you see that in the way they get after it on the field. We just got to, I think both those two be the first to say, hey, at the end of the day, it's all about, we're 0-1, not 1-0, and that's the finality of it.
Do you have a general philosophy, or does the team have a general philosophy about negotiating contracts during the season? Because we were all curious about Tyler Smith, of course.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if there's any traction there, does that cut off at the beginning of the regular season, or is it always open for business?
Yeah, we don't have any hard and final deadlines on contracts. I mean, if we did a contract 8 games into the season, so be it. I will say this. I love the thought process of most of the players that we draft, is they like to keep their mind on their business, but it still doesn't mean we can't get a guy like Tyler Smith done, here early. And certainly we'd be all for it, but we also respect when players want to get down to business and focus on the task at hand. But we're all about keeping our great players and guys who want to be Cowboys and be a part of something special. That's what we're about.
Do you feel like you guys have moved into advanced talks with Tyler Smith's people at all?
Yeah, it's unfair for me to comment. I mean, any further than I have. Don't want to get into any detail. When deals get done, they get announced and they're done, and people go about their business. You hope it doesn't change anything, because that's why you want to give a guy a contract, is what he's all about. And certainly Tyler's all about the right things, and we'd love to have him here.
Jerry did say multiple times that the Micah trade was worth 5 players. I was really wishing he'd say, like what he said about Jimmy Johnson, 5 Heisman players, but he didn't go that far, and I appreciate it. But is that a mixture of signing your own and other additions to the roster? Are you looking at those picks and going, no, we can add a lot of other things to this?
Yeah, I mean, this game's about resources, and certainly resources come in the you know, come in different packages. You get draft picks, you get players, and you get resources to sign players. And that's the way we look at this. And, you know, we wish Micah nothing but the best. He's a Packer. We can't talk about him now. And we're worried about what we do and where our future, where we are today and where our future is. And I know Kenny Clark did. Mm-hmm. He was one of our top performers in the game, and thrilled to have him wearing the star.
Yeah, I like seeing a beast like that in the middle. How much more is there for Javonte in this offense? And also, how was Sanders after that fumble?
I think Sanders will be fine. He's a pro. Yeah. And obviously, that game meant a lot to him. I mean, he'd played there before. You know, he's wanting to make great plays. Hats off. You know, he'll rebound from that. And no one wants to have success more than he does. And then as far as Javonte, I think everybody saw why we hadn't had a concern at the running back position, whether it's him, Sanders, and I think it's all in front of Jaden Blue and Lepke. I think we got a great crew back there. But Javonte is a man's man. He's a pro. He's going to get the job done for us this year. And we're thrilled to have him on our football team, and I think it's only going to get better for him.
I was also kind of curious. I liked what I saw from Tyler Guyton. I know there's still a lot of room for improvement and room to grow there. But what'd you think after his performance?
Well, he has all the tools. And, you know, everybody comes along at different paces. You know, he had some growing pains last year. We get it. But he's a totally different player than he was last year in terms of his maturity and grasp on the game. And I think it's all in front of him. He's got everything you want. He's got the length. He's got the athletic ability. He's got the size. And he's got the right football character to be a great player. And I think all you're going to do is see Tyler Guyton, along with Tyler Booker, along with the rest of that offensive line. I think it's all in front of him.
On the defensive line, you talked about having an asset like Kenny Clark, and obviously you got the two other first-round draft picks. Is there any truth to the story out there that perhaps Philly was offering two more assets in a third and a fifth-round pick?
That's all in our rearview mirror. All we're worried about is our future. We're worried about Kenny Clark and you know, what the future holds for the Dallas Cowboys. What happened in the past is in the past, and we need to go win a football game. That's our first priority, and you know, we got to do better than just play well. We got to go win a football game, and I know that's the way Coach Schottenheimer feels about it. I know the way his staff and our football team and our organization feels. We got to win a football game.
You guys have a divisional rival this weekend in the Giants. In addition to the game, you told us about contracts earlier. Do you or does the organization have a hard and fast rule about potentially trading players in the future to a division rival?
Yeah, I mean, there's no hard and fast on anything. We've made a trade. We made a big trade with Philly before in the first round.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. We appreciate the time. As always, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next week.
There you go, Stephen Jones, right there on 105.3 The Fan. You'll hear him every Monday.
I think he actually might have dropped out because that, of course, was the Micah Parsons trade.
No, he was furious with the question. He was like, I thought I told this guy. I'm not talking about that trade anymore.
I didn't ask about the trade. I asked about the future and the idea of trading.
I'm very adamant about this, and I hope that he finished off with this because we did kind of get a note that his reception might not be the strongest today. But I was hoping to hear the line of...
But the irony of that being the Micah Parsons trade.
Yes, I was just really hoping that the line would be, and if it's going to be a division rival like that, then it's going to be an extra tax. You know, like just in the grand scheme of things, I don't want to give somebody in our division a player that can help them win a championship. Now, obviously, giving Green Bay that player when... Edrin Cooper, by the way, was amazing on Sunday. If you want to go look at a player that was dominating on the field, like I understand Green Bay is in our conference, but I don't have to deal with them twice a year. And sometimes I can miss them altogether. But I would hope that would be kind of the mindset is, hey, look, they're our rivals for a reason. I don't want to trade anybody to Houston.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anybody the Astros.
Yeah, and
or the Spurs. Seeing Michael Finley in a Spurs uniform, you know how much that hurt me? I know we didn't trade him, but it hurt.
A couple of things talking about, hey, playing good is terrific, but we need to go win some games. I think all Cowboys fans agree with that. And then the other thing, he was in lockstep with Shoddy in terms of saying they came out of that game relatively healthy, or almost pretty much 100% healthy. And that seems like a super positive thing going forward.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.